Yo.
I guess your kids are older, so you haven't been down the toy aisle in a while.
Not in a minute.
I mean, actually, your kids got lucky because they were Toys R Us survived basically through their childhood.
Yeah, for sure.
And then by the time it went away, your youngest was probably...
You just passed it.
You passed it. I mean, look, it was fun to go in there as an adult. So you never totally passed it. But that age of like, oh my God.
Right. Well, it looks like Disney World inside.
Yeah. So I guess with no Toy Story,
But you still liked it when I took you there, so...
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I didn't go when I was a kid. It wasn't Toys R Us. It was called Children's Palace. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe because we live in a bad neighborhood. But that's what we had. It was like Toys R Us.
Did you buy children there? Or?
No. It looked like a castle. And when you went inside, it was like Toys R Us. It was like Kmart.
No,
it was like Kmart if Toys R Us was Walmart. You know what I mean? Similar, but you could tell that they were different. No, it had brand names. It just wasn't quite. Going into a Toys R Us was almost like going to an amusement park. I mean, that was a big deal. Like, holy crap. But I don't remember ever going to a Toys R Us and having a toy purchase for me until I went with you.
Really?
I'm serious. I don't
take my kids there and say, pick out one thing you want, anything you want.
Yeah.
And we just shop around there all day, and then they'd pick out one thing, and we get it.
Bad
and then one day I told you to come up with us, and I said, you can pick out anything you want.
Yep.
And you still got it.
I still got it. It's a Stormtrooper digital clock, and if you push his head, he lights up. Mm-hmm. I was trying to be reasonable, you know. I didn't want to...
I think my kids are reasonable as well.
I know. You said your kids were reasonable, and I thought, okay, well, I guess they don't get expensive stuff, so I'll try and get something cool that's not overpriced. I mean, what I wanted...
But you still have it, though, right?
I still have it. What I wanted, the toy that I wanted that I never got as a child was a Power Wheels. That's what I wanted.
I got one in my garage. You can have one.
I know.
It's a cop car.
I went and helped you pick it up. Remember?
Yeah.
I think that's why the same trip. I think that's why I was there that time, right? Weren't we picking up the Power Wheels? That was the thing as a kid that I really wanted. And I just think my parents, they were pretty expensive, I'm guessing. And I think...
Well, you want the cop car now? I'll give it to you.
I can't fit in them. There was a kid in my neighborhood who drove his little Power Wheels Jeep to the effing pool. And parked it in the parking lot.
How cool is that?
A little kid, I'm thinking, he's got so many ladies around him probably. Mm. I never really even saw the kid. I only saw him a couple times. But just seeing that Jeep parked, it could be the only thing in the parking lot. Just his little Power Wheels Jeep. He would just ride that thing over there. I'm sure his mom walked behind him or whatever, if he was that young. But as a kid, I wasn't thinking that. I was thinking, he's got a Jeep. He can get to the pool on his own. And he could probably get a girl to go with him. Are there passenger seats in some of them? Yeah, the big ones have passenger seats.
Trunk full of cucumbers.
Exactly. Trunk full of cucumbers. That kid knew what was up. I can only imagine. Man,
he's on a party.
He's killing it today. Can you imagine what he's up to today?
Of course.
He owns several businesses. He's doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's awake about 20 hours a day. That guy's killing it. Well, I couldn't get one. It was like that and the Sega Genesis were the two things that I really wanted and never got. Eventually, my parents got me an electric Power Wheels type thing that they found at a garage sale.
Mm.
It was a three-wheeler cop motorcycle.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't know who made it. I don't know who was making the fake Power Wheels back then.
Mm-hmm.
But we had it. It sort of worked.
Slower peels.
Right, exactly. you know, strong rims, whatever it was. It sort of worked.
Strong
but
rims. That's
still the same. That's right. That's a good name. Strong rim. You know, and even at a young age, I know you say that kids shouldn't feel like this, but even as a young age, I thought, man... My parents, you know, I should be really excited right now. This is all I've ever wanted.
But, I mean, come on, it's a garage.
But come on, man. It's not really working properly. The light is all screwed up. I could
They're
drive
so
for like
happy.
2 seconds.
Like, don't you love it? And you're like, no.
I don't know that they were so happy. I think they were probably like,
this is a garbage toy and you're garbage people.
What do you think? We got this for, you know, 15 bucks.
We know.
How much was it Power Wheels when you bought it?
I don't know, a couple hundred bucks.
That's what I was thinking. They're like hundreds, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't have a toy that when you were a kid you wanted and you forgot?
No.
You just say that like, no, you got everything you wanted. Like, dude, my dad
was
rich.
I didn't want too much, you know.
But you're saying...
If I wanted something, you know, I didn't ask for much, but if I wanted something, yeah, they got for me.
I'm saying, like, as you're growing up, you know, obviously your taste changes.
Well, every time I go to the store, I'd be like, I want, they'd be like, no, shut up.
Okay, but like...
What if something big, like a bike or a Power Wheel or something?
Yeah, like for Christmas. When you asked for something for Christmas, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay. And even when you were a teenager and then it becomes cool to get like a Mongoose bike or whatever was cool when you were a kid, you say, I want that kind of bike.
Car, CD player, whatever.
And they got it for you?
Yeah.
Oh, and then it goes all the way up to cars, right? Yeah. Like, I need a car. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, anyway, the reason...
Down payment for a house.
Right. That's nice. That's nice. Mm-hmm. When I saw this girl on TikTok, I didn't actually see it on TikTok. I just see it on the internet. But
Flintstones. Yeah, I've seen those.
What?
Those Flintstones-style power wheels where you got to push it yourself?
I had one.
Of course you did.
I had one. I had one of those play school cars like every kid has, the yellow mm-hmm. and red ones. It was also used and was missing a wheel. So we had to come
up with
that.
How did it work?
I think my brother tried to put some sort of a bicycle wheel on it, but it didn't spin like it was supposed to, so it only kind of go in one circle direction. But, you know, what we did, you just turn the play wheels wrong. It wasn't. Make it sound like
it was hard living.
Make it sound like we were, you know, destitute, poor or something. It wasn't that bad.
You didn't have a, like, your cars had bicycle wheels on them.
Well, there's four kids in the family. And, you know, my parents didn't make a ton of money. So, yeah, it just wasn't like, I want a Power Wheels. Okay, you get a Power Wheels. That's all. That's not the end of the world. That's not like we were poor.
No, but not like, okay, I want a Power Wheels. They're like, sure, here's one with three wheels.
Well, it took a while, but they found that one.
That's a different game.
You think that's worse?
The game of, like, well, you can't get it. That's one thing. The game of, like, we've saved for weeks and we got you this one with three wheels, that's a bad game.
So you think it would
like, just tell me no. Don't just bring in this hunk of ass. So you just say we can't afford it. Why are you bringing this thing with a goddamn unicycle wheel on it? Only turns right. Like, what are we doing?
These are different
things.
Just
go ahead and own it, Dad. Like, you can't get the goddamn thing.
They're different things. The play school car that had the bad wheel, I don't know when the wheel went bad. You know, it might have been my older brother's even. I just know that they got it at a garage sale and one of the wheels was different. I don't remember asking for that. If I did, I would have been a toddler. The Power Wheels thing, look, they found an electric Power Wheels type thing at a garage sale. It sort of worked and they bought it for me. I think that's, you think that's worse?
I think it's worse to be giving you stuff that doesn't work, doesn't turn a certain direction.
Well,
then you go with your friends, you're like, look, guys, I got a Power Wheels. They're like, well, come with us. You're like, well, I can only go if we're going right. Like, no, just don't do it. But my kids ask for stuff all the time. I'm like, yeah, we ain't getting that.
He's right. I'd rather go to my group of friends, but I can't come along. I don't have one of those, as opposed to,
like, wait for me, guys. Yeah. I'll be turning left the entire way. I'll meet you in an hour.
Well, look, I mean, I checked the thing out by myself first. You know, see what
hell I want.
Do I want to present this to other people? You know, that's part of the game. Like, what do? Do I show it to them and tell them that it runs when it doesn't? Do I let them see, like, you know, how much it runs? So, no, what I did with the friends, as I recall, was I told them I had one. And I'd let them see it, but no one could ride it. I was like, no, you can't ride it. I don't ride it when people are around. And that was, you know, that's the rule.
I don't ride it when people are around.
Yeah, not allowed to ride it when people are around.
I only some with my shirt on.
What not riding. I told other kids I don't ride it when people are around because I didn't know the machine. It didn't work.
But yeah, what kid would be like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah,
like,
right. That makes sense.
We were kids. We were young.
So. Yeah, I'm sure, but they were like, that makes sense.
Right.
You got just to ride it when there's no
people
around? You
don't want to show off this cool
I don't know, but they didn't punch me or anything. They were just like, okay, that's dumb, and then that was it. Like, you know, but I got to show them, like, check out what
I
got.
That's what you think it was.
Check out what I got. And I could turn it on, and this light would sort of come on. So they could tell there was electricity going to it.
The light would sort of come on.
Yeah, it had the problem with the light, but my brother got that sort of fixed. The light would sort of come on, so you could tell that it was an electric vehicle of some sort. You know?
And those kids were nicer than you'd think. They're like, this dude.
That's what you
got to remember, these kids lived in the same neighborhood I did.
Yeah.
So that's probably similar things going on at their house is all I'm saying. I don't think they thought it was that.
Did they have power
crazy.
Wheels that worked?
Not that I know of.
Power wheels?
Not at that age. No, it was when when my grandma left my dad the money,
right,
and we moved.
Right.
That's when I started seeing power wheels and stuff. And I was like, oh, man, look at all
your
these
power
kids.
Wheel?
By then I was done. By then I missed my power wheel was gone then. We'd gotten rid of it. I'm sure it went to some other kid who was even poorer than we were. And they're like, here, take the motor out and just roll it down the hill. I don't know. But yeah, I wasn't.
I'm just saying that's rough living, man.
I get what you're saying, that it's just say no instead of give you this thing. But that's not what my family did. We got those things. When I asked for a bike, I wanted a 10-speed. You know, basically, you wanted a big kid bike. You wanted a big bike. So for Christmas, I came downstairs, and my brother had bought this old bike, and he totally fixed it up. He retaped the handles. And you could tell it was an old bike, but he totally fixed it. He put a new seat on it, and they put a bow on it, and that was my bike. And so my friends got bikes that were, you know, like brand new, whatever, big bikes. And I had this, like, vintage bike.
That's what we call it.
It was vintage.
It was very retro.
It had the wraparound handles. It was like a street bike.
Classic.
You know? They're all riding mountain bikes, and I'm riding like this one around the neighborhood. It had big metal gear shifters and everything. It was probably from the 70s.
They are. It said Pepsi Cola on it.
It was nice.
It was free.
No,
Marlboro.
It did not.
A Marlboro bike.
He probably bought
it. Got it with Pepsi points?
No, he probably bought it at a garage sale or something and fixed it up. I know my mom told me, she's like, listen, your brother really put a lot of effort
into
fixing up my... Pat, he really put a lot of effort into fixing up this bike for you, making it nice for you for Christmas. So, you know, be polite or whatever. And I was like,
what do you mean? Like,
you don't have
polite.
To tell me polite. I love it. Yeah, I was excited. And I will say, when I went out the first time to ride it, I'll never forget.
You're like, I can't show
there were other kids who had gotten bikes for Christmas because the same age kids.
You started to cry?
And they had, like, these, you know, GTs and stuff like that. And I thought, oof. I knew by then, I think, that we were considered the white trash family in that neighborhood. So
what led you to believe that? They had a Power Wheels with a giant...
That we got citations.
Tire on it.
We got letters from the HOA saying
you had like four cars that didn't work.
You can't park that car in the driveway. It's too ugly. That was like a thing they said. You can't park.
Didn't he spray paint it?
Yeah, they said you can't park that truck anywhere because it's too ugly. So he spray painted it black. Thought that would help. They got another citation. Then he got a $100 Datsun and had to park it on the street one time. And a neighbor complained. And we got another citation that says you can't park that hunk of crap in front of your yard. But the thing is, they parked their car sometimes on the street. And they just yelled at us. So I knew
that. Because of the, like what the car looked like, the difference?
Yeah, they thought, you know, that's an ugly car.
You're just out riding in circles on a Power Wheels with a big one tire.
Yeah, and then when I come out on my bicycle,
it's 10 times bigger than the other tires, just turning left the whole time.
Right.
And when it doesn't just smell like hash browns and ketchup and crap in your diapers.
Hash browns and ketchup was across the street.
Poor
I told
Mike.
You that. Hash browns and ketchup, that poor Mike was across the street. Those were the duplexes. Those kids smelled like hash browns and ketchup.
Oh, so you rode your car over there so you could, show
up. We definitely flexed on them.
So you could stunt on these.
You did.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let me show you my 40-year-old bicycle that's got this vintage bike.
And what did that, where they were like, wow, look at that.
I don't know. I couldn't hear
them. Like, I wouldn't ride that piece of crap.
Their mouths were full of ketchup and hash browns.
I'd be pulling on a loser.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
Yo. And Laszlo's the same way, by the way.
What?
Yes.
If Laszlo's family had been my neighbors, mm-hmm. they would have detested us.
Oh, he would have. Well, Laszlo would have reminded you every single day that you're poor.
Yeah. If we were this exact...
Do it now.
If we grew up next door to each other,
does.
Your parents would have said, oh my God, there's that family. Oh my God, look
just
at that car over there.
Ketchup.
Oh my God, how do we get stuck living
in this car?
He spray painted a car because somebody told him to. Well, they didn't tell him to spray paint.
They told him the car was ugly.
It was too ugly.
Like, okay.
That's kind
of, that ain't the answer, Chief.
Kind of ridiculous to tell a kid, hey, your car's too ugly to have in the neighborhood.
It's kind of ridiculous to have a car that's too ugly to be in the neighborhood.
I don't think there is such a thing. That's ridiculous. It ran, and it was an old truck. Yeah, it didn't look great. But it's not like he had spray painted, you know, curse words on it. He just bought an old truck for $100 and put it in the driveway. And the neighbor said, you can't have that.
Yeah.
So that's when I knew for sure that we were the...
Garbage truck, garbage people.
Man, I don't know if we were garbage people. I just knew that the other people around us, like the neighbor next door was an eye doctor, right? The other neighbor next door ran a car dealership. The neighbor across the street was like a big head honcho at UPS.
Mm-hmm.
They all had these big jobs. And my parents made minimum wage. But there were two. Both my parents were working.
Sure, they loved each other.
And then my mom started making
minimum wage.
They
ain't got much for bills, but they had a lot of love. And that's what mattered. And that house was filled with love and happiness and joy, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know why you're being sarcastic. It was
I'm not.
House.
I'm saying it was a fine house filled with love and happiness and joy.
It was a fine house. I'm just saying that you make fun of me.
Didn't have a lot of money, but it had love. That's what I'm saying.
But you
that's
like,
all that mattered.
You like to pick on me for the poor Mike stuff from my childhood.
Well, because you're making fun of another guy who's poor, so it's like... You know,
didn't come up with that name, and I never...
You fought him and beat him up.
But it wasn't over him being poor.
And you still call him poor.
I just call him poor Mike because I don't... That's what everybody called him.
You just call him Mike. But you still...
Well, there's lots of
Mikes. You're still giving him a descriptive of being poor. So when I hear you do that, I feel like as a normal human being, I got to stick up for poor Mike.
But this is what's so ridiculous, because if you and I had grown up together, you would have been the one who came up with the name Poor Mike.
I would not have done that. You don't know me.
You would have come up with the name Poor Mike.
You don't know me.
And you would have said,
I would have protected
Mike.
I would have given him Power Wheels.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you would have bought him Christmas gifts, gone over to his house, just bought him stuff so that he fit in.
Yeah.
I'm sure you had a kid at your school that the teachers had to have a discussion with all the other kids at some point, like, hey, this kid doesn't have any money. They might smell. That's what a teacher told us one time. They said, they told us, hey, Brooke,
we used
know.
To have things where they would be like, you know, hey, some kids can't afford Christmas.
That sort of stuff, yeah.
So can you please donate money or toys or something?
They don't go to this school.
But there are kids apparently somewhere. So we would do it, but, you know, they never told us, like, it's Steve.
I can't believe
Hey, Steve
it.
Can't afford Christmas.
They did with us.
Like, that didn't happen. That seems ridiculous.
It is ridiculous looking back. I'm not making this up. Our teachers.
For all I know, my dad may have gotten that money, and that's why I'm like, hey, we had so much money, we got whatever we wanted, and the neighbor just donated it all.
Right.
But from what I.
You thought he worked.
The idea that your school would tell you who the poor kid was.
It seems ridiculous. They told us, they got us all together and said, listen, we know that Brooke seems a little different. Now, at this point, I hadn't noticed Brooke that much. That was her name.
Your girlfriend?
No, different girl. And they said, microphone wasn't born yet. They said, listen, we know that she's a little different. And they said, I know that sometimes she smells kind of bad. And I know that sometimes she wears kind of weird clothes.
Okay, yeah, let's not do that.
As an adult, I looked back on it and thought, why the hell did they say that?
Because you never thought that, right?
I swear to God. I had not. I mean, I knew she would wear like fake fur, mink things around her neck sometimes and weird, eccentric kind of stuff. But I never noticed that she smelled. I mean, she smelled like cigarette smoke maybe a little bit. But there were other kids that smelled like cigarette smoke. Lots of kids' parents smoked.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she wore kind of thrift store clothes, but I didn't really think about it. I just thought she was eccentric. Then she's not there one day, and the teacher has this talk with all of us about, hey, you know that girl that stinks and looks ridiculous? Stop telling her she stinks and looks ridiculous.
You're like, we don't do that.
Right. Maybe someone must have been. I mean, otherwise she wouldn't have that conversation. It wasn't me.
Yeah, but that's because of the house you grew up in. She looked like she was nice.
I thought she was hot.
You're like... God, where did she get all that money from? Her shoes.
I was into her, if I'm being honest.
Make fun of her for stinking. You should smell my house.
Fourth grade wearing high heels.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
I want to know.
There's a kid named Will. We grew up with him.
I just asked Laszlo on Twitch, who was the kid at your school that everybody knew could lose it and go...
Oh, we could get him riled up, Will.
But I didn't know that... Because we had one at our school. I think everybody had one. I didn't know that yours... I didn't say yours. I didn't know the kid at your school was one that you could get him amped up.
Oh, yeah. Like, so if you walk by, like, the door... You know, like, those little doors in the classrooms that had, like, the little prison window, kind of?
Yeah.
If you could get his attention, you could be like, you know, screw you, Will, and give him the finger. And then he would just jump out of his chair and race towards the door. And try to kill you, and then if the teacher could grab him, then he'd punch the teacher. If he got out of the door, you ran down the hallway, and you'd be like, you know, principal, whatever, Lauer, I think was his name. And then he'd be like, what's wrong? I'm like, Will's chasing me. And then he'd come around the corner, and then he'd just start fighting the principal.
Yeah, that's what our kid did. He punched the principal in the classroom.
Yeah, you could get him to do it pretty easy. You know, you just try to goad him.
We could get ours to drink glue. But I don't think we could get him to go ape.
I think it was very smart. He just had a real... he had an anger problem. His dad had an anger problem. He lived on my street.
So he wasn't... So he didn't
his
have
dad
a
was
disability.
No, he didn't have a learning disability at all.
Okay.
Just a real anger issue.
Yeah.
And couldn't control his emotions, and so you could goad him into...
And you did.
Yeah, of course.
And other kids, like a lot of kids did it. All boys, probably.
Well, I think girls probably got in on it, too. Okay. I mean, it wasn't hard.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like we went out of our way to try to get him to do something. Like, you could even be like, you know, hey, Will, nice pants or something. Like, anything.
Right.
And he'd be like, ah!
Right.
Don't talk to me. And then, you know, it'd be funny. So I think everybody kind of got involved in it because it was so easy.
Yeah.
It wasn't like I got to pick on this kid. I got to call him names or something. It would just be like, it could be stupid. Like, you know, hey, Will, they moved your seat.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, well, where's my seat now? You're like, at the back of the class. And he'd sit in the back of the class, and then the teacher would come in and be like, you know.
Why are you back there?
Why are you back there? And he'd be like, he loses his mind. You're like, dude. But,
is this like first grade, second grade, something like that?
No, all the way through fifth, probably.
Okay.
And then...
It's most impressive when they're punching the teachers, like, in first grade. As a kid, I just remember thinking, oh, my God.
But then his dad had the same thing. Like
dad would goad him?
We could goad his dad.
What?
Oh, we could get his dad.
When did you see his dad?
Like, his dad would be outside coming home from work, you know, and he'd have on, like, you know, Dockers and a shirt tucked in or whatever. And we'd all be getting off the bus walking home. And I knew his dad was super religious. So we'd be like, all right, Will, you know, thanks for playing Dungeons and Dragons with us. And then he'd be like, I told you that's the devil's work. And then he'd just start screaming at Will. He'd be like, I didn't play Dungeons and Dragons.
Hold on.
I'm like, you're an out, you know,
time out.
Level 32 elf, Will. See you later. And I just go home. Like, I didn't really think about what happened inside that house. I mean, now I do. That's like, boring. I shouldn't have done that. But at the time, I was like, man, look at his dad freak out. Because I think, like, at that age, I just thought, like, if that kid said something to me like that, I could just go inside and tell my dad, like, he's just messing with me. I didn't do that. My dad would be like, okay, whatever.
Right.
But now that I think about it, I don't think he was able to go in until his dad.
Obviously, I think you knew that then.
Well, you knew that his dad
would get
fired.
Why else would you goad him?
Because his dad would get super pissed and, like, you know, slam the door and throw a shovel in the air and stuff. But I guess I wasn't thinking far enough ahead that he was beating the hell out of him
so
inside.
So you were goading this
dad, going to,
dad to
lose
beat his kid.
But I didn't think he was beating his kid, but now I'm pretty sure he was. At the time, it was just like, look at these two, because he would get mad at his dad.
Yeah.
He would yell at his dad, like, no! I didn't play Dungeons & Dragons, you son of a bitch. You're like, man, look at that. And then you just walk home.
I don't...
See you guys at practice. I don't know.
Some of those kids had what you're talking about. Maybe the abusive parent, a bad life at home. That was definitely common. But don't you think some of those kids that had that, I think they were just born that way. There are some of those kids.
Well, he certainly got it from his dad.
Exactly. Most of them do. But as a parent, when you have kids... I think parents think, they just hope, like, if I do this right, you know, everything will be okay. I just got to, you know, I'm not going to do this thing that my parents did. I won't do this thing that kid's parents did. I'll do all this, and they should be all right. But there's got to be, I think there are kids out there who the parents are doing the right thing. They're doing the best they can. And any other kid, it would work. But instead, this kid is punching the principal and screaming curse words and
happens,
writing swastikas on the wall. And you just go, what do you do with that kid? You know what I mean? What do you do?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I think everybody handled Will poorly.
Yeah.
So I think, like, the principals, the teachers, the kids, the dad, everybody handled Will poorly.
Yeah.
Like, it's not...
Yeah, and do you know where he ended up?
Yeah. I mean, some of my friends still talk to him.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
like, I mean,
something.
It's not like he hated us. We did play with him sometimes. Like, we hung out with him. He knew we were busted. Like,
I know.
He honest to God, didn't hate us. I think I'm friends with him. Like, I've talked to him. I think he knew... He got super angry, but he knew we were busting his balls, but it wasn't like we're picking on you. It wasn't like, he also came and played football and baseball with us and stuff. We were just like, you know, he was the kid in our group that we were friends with that if you messed with would spiral out of control.
Yeah.
And we would do that, but we would also be nice to him. He also played football on our football team and stuff. And then we'd be like, man, we're going to tell your dad you played Dungeons & Dragons. And then we'd be like, hey, look at you, you're 32-elf, and then, you know, and then he'd lose his mind.
And his dad would beat him
up. His dad would lose his mind, throw a shovel at him.
This was the thing
that
happened.
Your dad just threw a shovel at you.
Man. You've mentioned the shovel twice now, so that must be a thing
that
happened.
I remember that it happened.
Jesus.
Because I remember at that moment, I thought, wow, that's a little bit more violent than I thought.
Yeah, like, maybe I shouldn't say that
I did
again.
Think about it.
Yeah. Okay, so I get it. This kid actually played sports with you sometimes. He was somewhat in the... friend group. We had two kids at my school, and I don't know if they had any friends. We had a guy named Randy. He was like that all the way through junior high. I think he got kicked out of school by around the ninth grade. And we had a girl named Lindsay. The girl...
We had Connor and Lane.
Was Lane a girl?
Lane was a girl.
So, I'm curious if you're a girl, because our girl was different than the boy in the sense of, like, what kind of weird stuff she did. She would cuss at the teachers and stuff if she got really upset. But she would also just do anything you asked her to do. So, people would be like, hey, Lindsay, staple your... fingers with the stapler. She would do that. She would just do stuff. And one time, I mean, we were in the first grade, and someone said, hey, you know, I dare you to poop on the playground. And she pooped on the playground in front of all these kids in the middle of the day. Just
on command?
Just did it. Yeah, because people would ask her to do stuff. Hey, do this.
You
and
got
one
her
day,
number?
One day they asked her to poop. Trust me. I've tried looking her up. I don't remember her last name. But yeah, and I'll never forget, when she did it, she was wearing a Girl Scout uniform. They had some sort of Girl Scout thing that night. So some of the girls were in their Girl Scout uniforms, and she was one of them, and she hiked up her Girl Scout uniform.
Poor girl.
Snow Cone, you know, look, we're trying to look back on this with some levity. It happened a long time ago.
I understand.
We're talking about, you know, like, at this point... 35 years ago.
Connor would just, like, ask meandering questions for no reason. He was kind of a dork, kind of nerdy.
Yeah.
And just annoyed all of us. He's the kind of guy that, like, at the end of a meeting, they say any questions, he would raise his hand.
Oh,
and
okay.
Ask, like, 10 questions.
But he wasn't punching the principal.
No, but you could get him riled up.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
You could definitely get him angry, but he was too scrawny. And Lane, kind of the same thing. She was just kind of not all quite there.
I think that may have been what was going on.
And you could get her kind of riled up, too. But nothing like punching the principal, though.
I feel like that's the other thing, too, is that there's, if you talk to guys, at least, there was a girl at the school at some point who was the girl that would just do anything that people asked them to do. You know?
I did not have her, but boy, I wish I did.
You didn't? Man, I mean, that's how
you got
so many, so many first experiences for me. Well,
I didn't have it.
Not that, but I mean, yeah, she'd show you. I mean, that's the first time I ever You know, I didn't know. I don't remember what I thought before that moment. But my best friend at the time, his name was Mitch. And he was like,
was she neurodivergent?
No. She just did whatever people told her to do. I mean, I think she might have got good grades. I don't know. But my buddy's like, dude, she'll do anything. So he's like, watch this. So he brings me over, and she comes over, and he's like, hey, show him. Pull down your pants. Do what you did earlier. Show him. And so she pulled down her pants and showed me.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I remember my mind being blown.
Well,
right?
She didn't have a wiener?
Well, something. Yeah, I don't know. Or just, I don't remember if I thought she'd have a wiener or if I thought that what she would have would look different. I don't know. What do you know at 6 years old,
nothing.
5 years old? You think you knew at 6 years old that girls don't have one?
Maybe.
Maybe. That's what I'm trying to think. I don't know.
Maybe
but I just know that I saw it, and that was the only one I saw until I was like 14. So when I saw one in a magazine at 14, I was shocked by how different it was. And I had friends who were there with me who had given me this Playboy. And so I'm looking, you know, and they're standing next to me, and I go, because that's not what I was expecting. I was like, oh my gosh. And I said, I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I don't like it. I wasn't expecting that because, you know, it was quite a bit different, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't realize
I don't like that.
I didn't realize that happened.
And now, you know, still to this day.
I know you're not a huge fan.
Not your favorite thing.
No, you're not a huge fan.
Nah, I don't love them.
I mean, look, I love them.
You know, it serves its purpose, but it ain't anything I want to look at.
I think there are people that, you know, I think snow cones probably feels a little bit differently about them than we do. I think it just depends on the guy and what you're into, but maybe the fact that I was introduced to that stuff as a kid, the way that I was through the girl on the playground, maybe that plays into it. I really don't know.
I think I knew what girl parts and boy parts were, but seeing them is different.
Yeah, maybe that was what,
like,
it was.
I could just tell my mom was like, you know, your sister doesn't have what you
that's
have.
That's probably
like,
what my mom had said.
But I feel like, you know, if I were out in the woods and someone showed it to me, I'd be like, well, that's not what I had pictured in my head.
I'm sure that's what it was. Just like, oh, I don't understand, right? I don't get it. And really, it's ridiculous that as kids going through school, we never really got the sex education we got was not great, right?
No.
You said you didn't really have any. We had it from fourth grade, fifth grade, and sixth grade.
But we had it.
It was all about how babies are made.
Yeah, that's it.
That was
and
it.
How you make them.
Yeah, what's going on? And there was nothing like, now listen, fellas, because they'd separate the boys from the girls.
Don't. Yeah, no, nothing like that.
Well, I wish that they, when they separated them, it said, like, listen, fellas, you get all guys in the room, because they made the male teacher come and teach us this stuff. He was the only guy in school. He comes in, he should have, like, pulled down a picture of a vagina, you know?
It was like a diagram for us.
Well, ours, they were just talking about
hand drawn.
They were just talking about boys' bodies. That's what they were telling us.
Well, they told us about women's bodies.
See, we didn't get really any of that.
They told us about it, too, because I remember when the girls came back in the classroom, I remember talking to one of the girls, like, God, what you guys have is weird.
Yeah.
And she's like, what we have is weird. What you have is weird.
In sixth grade, the girls came back with tampons.
And he said, let me. I'll tell you what's weird. You little freak. I'm about to dominate your ass, Susie. Are we done?
We didn't learn that in school either.
Can we leave? Can I leave?
Coming up after after the next segment, we can be done.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Is that in? Are we done?
That's it, man.
What a hell of a show. I gotta go pee.
Yeah, you got big plans tonight?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you don't?
Nope.
I guess it's not sports stuff, huh?
I don't know.
I actually was just
playing some baseball, I'm sure.
Buddy from high school texted me about poor Mike, and he's going to see if I can find him. Going to see if I can catch up with him.
You guys going to go look for him?
I feel bad. He knows his last name, so I'm going to look him up and see how he's doing. You know? You guys made me feel bad.
You going to fight him?
I'm not going to fight him. We got along.
Drive your Cadillac over there?
He gave me free McDonald's.
Laugh at him?
Stunt on him again?
No. I you made me feel bad, so, you know.
How did I make you feel bad? You're the one who kicked his ass and still call him poor Mike.
He started the fight, and I didn't come up with poor Mike. I don't know what else to call him.
You still called him Mike. Mike.
There's
when
a
you
lot
say
of
I
Mikes.
Don't know what to call him, the answer is Mike.
There's a lot of Mikes.
Yeah,
okay.
But we don't need it. I don't know him from poor Mike or any other Mikes. You could just call him Mike.
There's Mikes that we both
Mike,
know.
Michael.
That aren't
I don't say,
Mikes.
Hey, is it that Mike? And you can say, no, one I went to school with.
Yeah, well, that's.
You don't have to say poor Mike.
That's not helpful at all. I think poor Mike gets the point across.
You don't have to give him the descriptor of poor Mike.
Well, whatever. I just don't know. That's his name. That's what people called him. His name was Poor Mike.
I'm sure he doesn't like that name.
I'm sure he didn't, but maybe it motivated him to do something. I don't know. I don't know, or maybe not. Maybe he got used to it. I'm sure
well,
it gave
so if he
did
made something out of his life, it's because of you?
I'm just saying.
You're going to take credit for it because you motivated him by calling him Poor Mike all the time? You
got to be.
Kansas City's rock station is 98.9 The Rock. The Rock.